This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer. Now, I am having a little problem here, as you can tell, with my voice, but I went to the doctor yesterday, got some meds, so we're on the mend. But joining me is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he and Denise Simon are going to have a converse together. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Have at it.
Thank you, Captain. So Denise, it's great to talk with you. First off,
exactly. You too.
Yeah, thank you very much. And you know, this General Mattis thing, I think this is a pretty big deal. You know, we thought that he was going to eventually retire, probably sooner than later, but he seems to be heading out with a very, very specific opinion about the president's decision in Syria. What do you think about that?
I think that's exactly right. It's been rumored that he was going to leave for a while, but I think the matter of Syria was kind of the cherry on the banana split. His resignation letter was pretty chilling. You know, Mattis is good at perhaps leading the military, but when it comes to policy or when it comes to objectives, you know, he had a voice, and, you know, his voice was due to what, you know, information and intelligence comes in from the military wing that may be contrary or run a little bit afoul to other intelligence agencies and whatnot. So, I mean, Trump does invite critics. At least he tells us he does. And, you know, I guess in this particular situation, it may not be that Mattis was really against, you know, eventually leaving Syria. It was perhaps the way it was done. Because remember, Trump kind of makes decisions and doesn't include everybody until after he's made it and then publicly announced them. So, you know, there may be some friction on the method by which, you know, this matter of Syria was announced. Now, Islamic State is not completely defeated. I mean, we have to be honest about that.
Right. Oh, I agree. Yeah.
And so I think it is perhaps putting the cart before the horse to say that we have defeated Islamic State in Syria, and so we can bail out of there. We've only got 2,200, which is not a lot of personnel, let's face it. That's less than a normal, you know, leave behind number of troops that we were literally asking for in Iraq. The other piece is the Kurds. And, you know, they have been our friends going way back, all the way back to the time that we went into Iraq. So I think that this is going to be a very big blow to them, kind of, you know, when this happens. Now, all State Department personnel that were in Syria, I don't know what that number is. I can't imagine it being too many. They have left. They were given 24 hours to get out. The State Department personnel are gone. Now, the other interesting thing that's kind of going to hurt in this situation is that Erdogan is pushing, I think he's sitting with a little over a million Syrian refugees in Turkey. He is working to close down those camps and get those people out. Well, they have got, you know, so you're going to end up seeing another migrant flood in Europe. because they got to have some place to go. Some do want to go back to Syria, but there's really nothing to go back to. If they want to go back to some, you know, particular locations, say Aleppo, I mean, or Idlib, there's nothing left there. And the threat too is that if some go back, they're forced into conscription. And, therein lies yet another problem. So there are wider consequences, with this situation.
Yes, well, yeah, how do you think, I mean, because obviously the first and foremost important things are whether or not, you know, we are safe and we have, ISIS can't start simply reconstituting in the absence of the American forces there, but how does President Trump take that to the American people without the opposition to President Trump or the Democrats in general try to paint this as a bizarre move that only some uninformed person would make, because they're obviously going to try to paint it as such.
Well, you know, the White House, when they made this announcement, which that's the other head scratcher is that, you know, he railed against the Obama administration for announcing in advance that we were leaving, and of course that's now what Trump has done.
Having
said that, they, you know, the Trump administration is saying that we're going into the second phase of our posture in Syria. Well, what is that? We don't know what that is. We have no concept of what that is. So I think it's a little early to determine the timing of the withdrawal. You know, are we going to replace the 2,200 with contractors so we can say we've pulled the troops out? We don't know all these moving parts yet.
You're absolutely right. And one would think that there's still air power, perhaps even drone flights and so forth, where they would still be looking for high-value targets or trying to take them out, I would suppose.
Well, we would hope so. But we don't know what the, you know, apparently Trump has had several phone calls with Erdogan, and we don't know what the last phone call really entailed that this decision somewhat became final. And we do have a footprint in Turkey. It's the air base there, but we don't know what that's going to look like tomorrow.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Well, we're going to go right back to the conversation between Kyle Warren and Denise Simon. Go ahead, guys.
Well, thank you, Captain.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The other piece, Kyle, is Afghanistan, because we got about 7,000 uniformed personnel in Afghanistan, and apparently there is a layered approach to returning about 3,500 of them back to stateside to return home. So, again, you know, we have to ask the next question is, are we placing them with contractors?
Right, exactly, because essentially, you know, can you simply leave the area and then expect there to be, you know, because I think a good question, Denise, is that I'm sure that you can enlighten us on is, you know, we keep hearing about how we're training people to take care of their own security. Is that really a realistic thing, or would they have to always have some sort of...
It depends upon the country. You're right. And I've asked that question often. In many countries, it works. You know, I would say that the effectiveness of that was pretty good in Iraq. It just isn't working in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
But Afghanistan, I mean, you almost can't compare the two. It's impossible to compare Iraq to Afghanistan because Afghanistan has known nothing but war.
Right. Yeah. And very different because even under the Saddam Hussein regime, it was a very different culture, shall we say, than what we found in Afghanistan. Exactly.
That's right. Now, we have been in negotiations many times, including beginning in the Obama administration with the Taliban. I would say that we're not advancing there. And the reason we're not so much advancing,
one of the bigger ones is the Taliban refuses to have any representation from the Afghan government in these talks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, nobody, there is virtually no representation from, you know, the Afghan government. So, I mean, how can that ever begin to work? That's one-sided already. Now, here's the other interesting thing that China, and Laura Ingraham's wrong on this one, China has already injected themselves into the matter of Pakistan and Afghanistan. So,
that's huge. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So it isn't as easy as some would like to, you know, attempt to explain it, what's happening in Afghanistan. Obviously, we've been at it for 17 years, but it is the most infected and affected ground war that has probably ever been done in history.
Yes, exactly. And even so, you know, just going back just the last 40 years or so, the Soviets had their time in Afghanistan, but certainly very.
And they still do, because,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of the old equipment that they are replacing with newer equipment, they trial out the new equipment in the border with Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
and then they just leave the old equipment. So the Taliban is constantly getting, you know, hardware from the Russians.
Right.
And that's a ploy. That's been a ploy because Russia wants to keep us in Afghanistan and break us financially. And so they along with, you know, Iran with their proxies in Syria are pretty much doing the same thing. So, there are a lot more moving parts than are being explained to us.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned Iran because, you know, we hear a lot about that in context with what's happening in Syria. And will Iran
and Yemen.
See that as
mm-hmm.
Will they see that as a, as sort of a green light, for them?
Sure. Absolutely. Now, you know, a lot of people don't know this either, but it began when there was the mass evacuation of Aleppo. The Iranian government was beginning to go into Syria and buy up just the land. There's nothing sitting on the land because it's all been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But they're buying up the land because they're and what other land they haven't bought, the Assad government is seizing personal property, and they're going to, you know, I guess some rogue elements or want to redevelop Syria. Redeveloping the what is the next question, but they're seizing property, actual land. So, I mean, there's going to be a permanent Iranian footprint in Syria, another piece that we're not told.
Well, exactly. Because Iran, you know, they really want some kind of hegemony, I think, in the Middle East. And, regardless of the nuclear deal or not, in fact, the nuclear deal didn't even really, keep them from expanding in other ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Precisely right.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It is the Senate. You know, we have this debate on the United States withdrawing out of Yemen because of the humanitarian crisis going on there. Well, we're going to end up, if that happens and that we're forced out of Yemen, then that puts Saudi Arabia in a bad position because there will be a constant fight then between Iran and Saudi Arabia in Yemen. So, who's going to end up with that one? You know, is it going to be Iran and Yemen? So there's some real other pieces of hegemony that's happening. And, you know, the same thing is happening with Russia over in Eastern Europe and, you know, with Ukraine. Putin didn't get in trouble for annexing Crimea, and he's clearly not in any kind of trouble with, you know, 14,000 Ukrainians dead in that war.
Right.
And then you've got China, and what's China doing? Well, they're kind of just running around buying things. You know, they got first right of refusal on oil, all the oil in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, and we're not hearing a lot about that kind of stuff.
No.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And then you got, North Korea is still got an awful lot of workers in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
China is in Africa. Russia is in Africa.
Well, in other words, yeah, the geopolitical game is still afoot, very intensely. Yeah.
And so when we say we cannot be the world's police, well, no other country is stepping up to do it. And I would say we don't want to be the world's police, but we can't rely on anybody else. So we have to be the world's police.
Well, you're right. At least to some degree, because the United States is looked to as the leader of the free world at the very least.
Correct.
And we can't back down from that position, because you're right. I think we'll see Russia, China, other countries just sort of doing whatever they want in a freewheeling, almost Wild West style, and you have to have some sort of direction and some sort of order in that sense. And this has all evolved, a lot after World War II, of course, but
yes.
If you're now the sole superpower, you have responsibilities.
Yes, and, so we go over to Europe and say, okay, Europe, we normally would go to Britain and say, hey, help us out. Well, Theresa May is not in any particular position to be completely allied and in lockstep with the United States. One, there's no relationship between Trump and Theresa May, but Theresa May, on the other hand, has got her own problems because Brexit is failing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's real different from the days of Reagan and Thatcher, for example.
Absolutely.
Where we were looking at, Soviet Union, expansion of communism, and there was a real common adversary in terms of that ideology.
Yes.
Yeah.
Precisely right.
Yeah,
precisely right.
And today it seems to ebb and flow. You're right. I think just, as you said, there's no big relationship there between the two leaders, but there should be between the two countries that would be hard and fast on many specific things, I think.
And I would say that our own news media in the United States is certainly focused on, the Mueller, the Russia team, suing Trump, and then what is going on at the FBI and the Department of Justice. So, I mean, we've got and then we got the whole immigration thing. So, I would say we are in the same volume of chaos that we were under the Obama administration, but just in different battlefields, if you will.
Well, right. And then what happens when there is a true international crisis, one of these things builds up and it just boils over, and then everybody in America goes, huh, what? Nobody ever talked to us about this stuff.
Right.
All righty, well, here comes the music. Got to let you go, Denise.
Thank
we'll
you,
talk
Kyle.
To you in the weekend.
Thank you, Denise.
All right. And, Kyle, stick around. We got some questions for you coming in from the audience, so don't go anywhere. And we'll be right back, folks.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Secretary Mattis came in, he met with the president, and they made the decision, and he won't leave for another couple of months, but he wanted to make the decision today.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Defense Secretary Mattis submitted his letter of resignation and will be leaving his post at the end of February. Mattis is said to be enraged over President Trump pulling troops out of Syria without asking him. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she's stunned.
I am shaken by the resignation of General Mattis for what it means to our country, for the message it sends to our troops.
The president tweeted, a new defense secretary will be named soon. The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Okay, we're back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle, you've got a question from LJ. Kyle?
Yes, oh, I'm here, yes.
Yeah, you got a question from LJ.
Okay.
So I sent it to you.
Yes, that's right. And LJ was asking about the pipeline, presumably the Keystone pipeline, insofar as that would bring many new direct jobs and also indirect jobs. And I couldn't agree more. I think that certainly, you know, this is the kind of thing that, number one, allows us to buy oil from our friends rather than from countries that, don't like us very much, to put it mildly. And at the same time, it does create organic jobs. It creates jobs not only in the direct construction of the whole thing, but it also creates jobs for those who would be supporting in the communities and all these different places that would literally spring up in order to support all of this. So those are the kinds of things that actually put people to work. And I mentioned this before, Captain. I think it bears repeating. I remember when President Obama was railing against the idea of the Keystone Pipeline, saying, you know, that sort of poo-pooing the idea that it would create jobs. And he said, well, that's not a jobs program. And it just shows the difference in mentality. The mentality of the conservative says, well, we're going to create jobs by having some need. We're going to fill that need, and on it goes. But in the liberal mindset, it's, we got to create a jobs program because jobs come from government, not from the economy, you know, or the market. So that's kind of where we're at on that.
Well, there's a lot of discussion going on about many different aspects as to what's going on with this budget. And the Freedom Conference, Mark Meadows, I'm trying to find it right here, he had something to say yesterday. And, of course, you might know that this would all be going very slow right now. So let's see if I can get this. There it is. Okay. So Mark Meadows was on, doesn't want to cooperate. Mark Meadows was on with Ed Henry. But Mark Meadows and the Freedom Caucus resisted this to begin with when they heard that there was no wall.
Well, of course, that's right. They, you know, because earlier in the week we thought that, you know, what's going to happen is this thing is going to parse out into two different tracks. This is one of the things that former Speaker Newt Gingrich was talking about, that, you know, in his opinion, the optics of shutting down at Christmas aren't good for anybody. So that was sort of his prediction earlier in the week. But, of course, now we know that the president is not going to go that route at all. And I think a lot of people, you know, had the impression that, well, wait a minute, if you give up border security now, you give up the wall funding now, and goodness gracious, you know, it's $5 billion that he's asking for, but yet the Democrats would be happy to approve $40 billion for some other thing, and have in the past, this kind of stuff. And so, you know, now that it's not going to go down to two track, we know the track we're going. The track is that if they don't have the votes by midnight on Friday or early Saturday morning, then it's going to be a shutdown.
By the way, we've got the Dr. Ian back. Ian, what's on your mind?
I wanted to throw this out for discussion. And I know everybody's got different opinions, and I know you two disagree with me, and that's fine because I know you're honorable people. I don't think we should be in Afghanistan and Syria, and I'm glad Trump's getting out of there, and I hope he follows through. And I think those two hellholes and sand pits, which is what they always are and always will be, are going to sort themselves out just fine. It's not going to hurt us one bit. Now, having said that, I want to – hold on now. I got to put my tinfoil conspiracy hat on. Has anybody ever thought or given the possibility that as precarious as the political situation is in this country, in my view, that perhaps Trump has intel or inside information that maybe our progressive leftist open borders type friends are possibly maybe going to get out of hand and maybe freak out and get all violent on us? And maybe Trump wants to bring them battle-hardened, combat-ready troops back and stick them back on the border there? Wouldn't that make sense? I mean, if I'm going to pull them out of Syria and Afghanistan, I'm sticking them down on the border after I give them a nice little vacation and leave and furlough, because we got battle-hardened, trained, combat-ready troops coming out of the theater that we're pulling out of. Stick them on the border.
Okay.
Maybe there could be an incipient rebellion happening amongst our leftist progressive friends when they finally start to see the big freak-out, wig-out.
Okay.
And drop off their mask of nonviolence. So has anybody ever given that any
advice? We're about to mention
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, there's always been issues in the Middle East. Ever before, you know, even before the modern era and so forth, the modern era being essentially after World War II, you know, there's always been issues. I think it's possible that President Trump, as we were hearing from our friend Denise Simon, saying, you know, that he's, you know, has some other sort of intel, or he's got some other sort of perspective that we're not privy to at this point, and that maybe others in the administration aren't privy to either. So he's made his decision for perhaps a specific reason that will eventually become apparent. So in that regard, that may be what's going on. whether or not he's concerned about some other domestic issue, that would remain to be seen. But generally speaking, I think that if the shutdown can, if it occurs to begin with and it endures and the Democrats become blamed for it, then we will see more unhinged behavior, not only from the people on TV and the Democrat Party leadership, but we'll see it from those who sort of glom on to all that. And, that would be a very, very sad thing. But ultimately, I think it would be handled, I'm sure, by law enforcement.
Now, Flip, who wasn't up earlier to hear what we were talking about, we have talked about the General Mattis resignation. I am not surprised over that. Are you?
I'm not surprised over it. You know, it's probably been a while coming. And also, you know, during administrations, especially when you hit big milestones like the midterm or you go into the next administration, turnover is always something that happens. So a lot of times I think cabinet members, they say, well, you know, I've accomplished this or that. The longer I stay, the longer it could be that some other crisis comes up that tarnishes, you know, my record here, this kind of thing. And then they sort of jump off. They don't necessarily have to jump ship, but they jump off, in order to do something else in private industry and this kind of thing. So none of that's new. But I think that in this particular case, Mattis is, sort of voting with his feet. And I think that's a significant development.
Well, he'll be missed. We don't know who will get to replace him. That's out for the jury yet, right?
Well, that's right. President Trump said he would appoint someone or announce somebody very, very shortly. So I'm sure he has some sort of short list somewhere about this, and he will probably tweet it out before anybody knows. You know, he's not going to announce it through Sarah Sanders, I don't think.
Well, let's see. Who have we lost and who have we gained?
In what regard?
Cabinet.
We're losing Zinke right now.
Okay.
That's right. He's going to be on his way out. Others, we're looking at the Kirstjen Nielsen. There's talk that she may also leave sooner than later, although she's been, of course, very proactive and very supportive of border security, border policy, even just in the last 24, 48 hours or so.
Mm. Now, we also know that more than 7,000 Afghanistan troops are going to be returning home in the coming weeks. We heard that yesterday.
Well, right, exactly. And just as we were talking earlier, you know, will they be replaced with contractors? Will they, you know, is there some kind of plan for that? We don't know that yet. Generally speaking, I think President Trump is looking to affect change in a lot of these sort of situations that seem to stay the same over long periods of time. And so that may be one of the things that he's trying to do.
Right, and here comes the music. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you to meet Army Sergeant Scott Stevenson and help America's veterans this holiday season. This is something the VFW is doing. Let's see if we can get this to play.
There's a word we hear a lot these days, but somehow it's lost its meaning.
heroes. But who are the real heroes? I've known heroes, real heroes, men and women whose sacrifice served a nation, not a fan base. I remember heroes. But does anyone else? When the guns are silenced and the battlefields grow quiet, they're still fighting. But without our support, it's a war they'll never win. They need our help. The kind of help America's veterans get from the VFW. Help with their VA benefits claims, with school and jobs. Help accessing complex medical care and making ends meet. The VFW is there for them. Will you be there for them too? Please give today. Honor the sacrifice of the men and women who have answered our country's call. Veterans need the VFW. We need you.
All I can say to that is, wow. Kyle, what say you?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
And during this time of the year, when people start talking about who to help and this, that, and the other, my thought always goes to the veterans and the first responders.
Well, of course, of course. Well, number one, you know, we have such a debt to our veterans. There's no doubt about that. And first responders, they give so much of themselves on a daily basis. And many times they're away from their families. They may be sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner, but when that call comes in, they're off and running, Captain.
Yeah. Now, we're hearing from Trucker Mike, and he's saying Mattis is right. Trump is a blanking idiot, and that ain't a left-lane view.
Well, certainly this is, you know, sort of come out of left field, essentially. And that's why I think a lot of folks are trying to sort of make heads or tails out of it at this point, in terms of what it means to pull the 2,200 troops out of Syria, what it means to declare victory against ISIS, because, of course, what has made ISIS in the state that it's in now, a state of disarray and really being beaten down, is the fact that Trump told the military, take off the gloves, basically. It's time to go to work. Very different than under the Obama administration. I seem to recall hearing that, you know, we're going to have these problems, they're going to be chronic, they're going to be there forever, more or less. But here comes President Trump, and he changed all of that by simply saying to the military, hey, you know, go do your job, basically. And in other words, you're free to go do your job. And they did. But that's going to, we have to wonder what will happen if that's no longer, the presence is no longer there, what's going to happen with the Islamic State. Of course, we're always going to have to deal with international terrorism. But again, what is the calculus of President Trump? And I'm hoping he's going to make that clear in the coming days.
Well, I'm thinking that there's going to be military, a different presence of military there. I think they're going to bring in the civilian contractors.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, yeah, that's right, because the idea is that can you simply vacate and then hope for the best? That doesn't seem to be the right idea, and generally speaking, until you're absolutely sure. But of course, also, then you still have air power. Presumably, you'll have the reach of drones and these kinds of things. Also, intelligence on the ground and to try to make either surgical strikes or taking out ISIS members or leaders as necessary.
Now, we haven't talked a lot about that this week, but I want you to listen to Ronald Reagan about 40 years ago.
My name is Ronald Reagan. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. A doctor decides he wants to practice in one town, and the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town. They already have enough doctors. You have to go someplace else. All of us can see what happens once you establish the precedent that the government, can determine a man's working place and his working methods. And behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day we will awake to find that we have socialism.
Very close.
Well, exactly right. And this is why you see, I think, the ongoing, campaign, as it were, to take over the healthcare system. It was tried 25 years ago, pretty much, with Hillary Clinton way back then. Of course, it didn't fly. Obamacare was passed, but now, has been declared unconstitutional. That's going to be tested, and we're going to get an answer back on that, at some point in the future here from, the Supreme Court, more than likely. Assuming they hear the case, of course, of whatever case goes there. I think President Reagan is correct, speaking about the idea that once you have government pre-planning everything, you know, this sounds a lot like what was happening in the Soviet Union, the idea of implementing quote-unquote socialism there. The government tells you what you're going to do, how many widgets your factory is going to make, and whether or not you're going to be a widget maker or you're going to go off and be in the war over here or something like that. You know, it's to the point where those who want to be able to have that kind of central control perhaps are getting excited. But there are a lot of people out there, Captain, who would resist that in and of itself.
Yeah, there are. Now, you're going to be sticking around to talk to Frank Silvato, top of the hour.
Sure.
That's going to be a lot of fun because he's all about politics.
Mm-hmm. That's
as
right.
As are you.
That's right. Yeah.
So
it's going to be a good discussion. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to ask him about what, Mueller?
Yeah, I'm going to ask him about the Robert Mueller investigation. We understand it could be coming to a close, perhaps as early as February, but I'm sure that there are going to be some twists and turns before we ever get there, you know, before Mueller ever files his report, and even when he does. Imagine the onslaught that's going to come from both sides regarding the report.
By the way, Rush Limbaugh reported that the president called him after the wall cave criticism and vowed to veto the spending bill.
I heard that, and that's pretty big. You know, Rush came out and was very adamantly opposed to the idea that this was just going to go on the CR, and Rush put it this way. He said, in this case, then, the president gets nothing, essentially. The Democrats get everything and control of the House. So that was unacceptable in his calculus.
And Paul Ryan, the outgoing Speaker of the House, says that he will not sign the CR without more money for border security.
That's right. I heard Speaker Ryan talking about this earlier yesterday, where he said, you know, they went back to work, they went back to rally their troops, essentially, and that's right. The president is interested in border security and is going to stand firm on it.
And there's something else that's going on here. The judge who is deciding in Flynn's case also decided in the migrants' case and about the asylum. And he's ordered them flown back into the U.S. based on the U.N. rules.
Yes, that's right. Very interesting stuff.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren and Frank Silvato. You're going to love this discussion. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.